STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Abortion choice advocates? Angry college students? Graphic pictures of abortion? Well, not really what you would want to expose your 10-year-old son to. That's what I did, though. I took my son, who's 10 years old, to the center of UCLA's campus during an abortion protest and had him engage abortion choice advocates that were twice his age. Now, I know it's tempting to shelter young believers from false ideas. We think that we're protecting them, but we end up isolating them. And this backfires because we don't prepare them to dialogue with those who disagree with them. And so when they encounter a false idea, young believers get caught off guard, and they're more likely to be seduced to believe something we've worked hard to protect them from. Instead, my suggestion is we need to inoculate young believers against false ideas. And really, this is similar to the way we inoculate against a virus. So to vaccinate against polio, for example, you ingest an attenuated, which is basically a weakened but alive virus. And what happens is your immune system responds by producing antibodies, which are like killer cells that seek and destroy the virus. And that way, when your body is exposed to polio in the real world, your immune system isn't caught off guard. It just simply neutralizes the threat with its army of antibodies. Now, inoculating young believers against a false idea works the same way. What you do is you teach them the errant view, why people believe it, and what's wrong with those reasons. That way, when they come across someone who holds the view, they're not surprised by the person's arguments. The young believer can easily recognize their reasoning and is ready to respond. In fact, last month, I inoculated my son against a dangerous idea, abortion. You see, former Stand to Reason speaker and my good friend, Steve Wagner, was bringing the Justice for All exhibit to UCLA. And what their ministry does is they use graphic images of abortion to spark conversations about abortion on university campuses. And so in anticipation of their arrival, I spent 3 days teaching my son the basics of embryology, some arguments for abortion, and a few pro-life tactics of persuasion. Then I role-played an abortion choice advocate to get him familiar with how the material is applied in real conversations. Now, after he was comfortable arguing with me, I asked my wife to make a case for abortion to him. And that way, he was exposed to a different person's thinking. Now, he struggled a little bit because she thinks and responds differently than I would. And so I gave him some feedback on his performance and his ability to respond, and then we prepared for the next stage. Now, the next stage was that Justice for All was in town, and they provided an all-day training for pro-lifers who wanted to become better equipped or were planning on attending the campus protest. And so I took him so he'd learn pro-life training from different people. And this would solidify material that he was already familiar with that I had taught him. It would also provide nuances to training he knew, and it would expose him to new arguments. More importantly, he got to role-play with strangers, both some of them who were students and some who were adults. And these people thought even more differently than my wife. Now, field training was next. And so our 2-hour road trip to UCLA gave us some time to reflect on his training and to pray for some of the upcoming hostile encounters that I knew he'd experience with real people who really disagree with him. Now, my son's first encounter with an abortion choice advocate occurred while he stood next to Steve during a conversation. And although he got to mostly see Steve model the pro-life tactics he had learned a few days before, he also contributed a little to the conversation. Now, I was by his side for a second encounter, and my son saw a college student standing nearby, and without any prompting, he approached him and started talking to him. And I stayed completely out of the conversation, allowing my son to wrestle with the man's arguments and formulate responses. Now, after a few conversations, his confidence increased. And while I was talking to a couple of other students, I heard some girls laughing behind me. And I turned around and I noticed my son, who, on his own, had started talking to 2 abortion choice advocates. And they were disagreeing with him, but they were having fun in the process. In fact, he had about a dozen conversations that day. Now, to be honest, I was a little skeptical he'd be able to traffic with some of these college-age students. But he handled himself nicely. In fact, he was able to identify some tangents and prompt the abortion choice advocates to focus on the question of whether the unborn was a human, which is, by the way, what we had taught him to do. And so the process of inoculating against an idea is a progression. You see, for my son, I taught him the content first, then I had him role play with me, then my wife, and then strangers who were pro-life. Then he watched experienced pro-lifers model the tactics with people who disagree. And then finally, he engaged in abortion choice advocates himself. And so I gave him feedback at every step and helped him process every encounter. Now, I'm not saying every parent needs to do the same thing with their 10-year-old. I'm not even saying at what age they should start or with what topic. My point is simply to give you an example of inoculation. And parents and youth leaders can apply the same principle with other ideas that kids will have to encounter. And as you can see, inoculating is not just something I teach about. It's something I live out as well. Why? Because it's a principle that works.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.